It's time for the Rundown with Rob Sanders.
Well, we're waiting.
Welcome into the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us today. I am honored to get the opportunity to talk some sports with you today. Ladies and gentlemen, several things I want to get into today, including Charles Barkley just doesn't care anymore. He's taking on cancel culture and he doesn't care. So we appreciate Charles Barkley and we should all be like Charles Barkley. We'll get into that with what he said. Also, the most lethal offenses in college football this season. Who has the capability of being that? Who's the most lethal offense ever? Miami and Auburn are getting with the times. We'll talk about that. Five-star recruits that are going to have to put up or shut up this year. We'll talk about that as well. But first, today, ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about this in the past. I'm getting jacked up for my weightlifting thing that I'm doing. And so I have to be really focused on what I eat and everything else. And I'm eating my protein cookie today as I sit there and drink my protein shake. Yeah, I say all of that because Paul Feinbaum was on the TV and was running his mouth about he doesn't think Clemson will make the CFP. And, you know, I don't necessarily agree with his logic, but I'll play you what he said first. And some of what he said has some merit. Yes, normally Paul Feinbaum is, I mean, he really is like from the Lord of the Rings. Remember Schmeagol from Lord of the Rings? That's Paul Feinbaum.
Precious.
Except his precious is the Alabama football program. That's pretty much what it boils down to. And the ring is Nick Saban. Get into that perspective there. That's kind of the way that sets up. Anyway, when you really stop and look at it from that perspective with Paul Feinbaum, it comes back to a couple of things here. Paul Feinbaum is a noted SEC apologist. We've talked about that in the past. Okay? We've definitely talked about that in the past. But he does have some capability here of making some good points. Now, I'm not saying I completely agree with this. He is going to be Nick Saban's water boy until the day he leaves the planet. But something he did say kind of made some sense. Here's what he said about Clemson making the CFP and how he thinks it's not going to happen. Check this out right now. Here we go.
I would take Clemson out for this reason, Greeny. They meet the team that I think can get in the first game of the season. You have Georgia and Clemson and Charlotte. And if Georgia wins this game, and right now I think they're going to, they ball to number one in the country perhaps. And yes, they still have to deal with Alabama later in the year in the SEC championship game, but that would probably be about it. I think they'll get by Florida and everyone else on their schedule. So we could see a changing of the guard by the end of the first weekend of the regular season.
So Paul Feinbaum on ESPN's Get Up. Here's the big thing, though. He can have this mentality that, hey, Georgia is a team that can beat Clemson. You know, I can buy that. All right? I mean, it's what, a 4-point line in Las Vegas right now? You can make that argument that, hey, Georgia could come in there. Clemson's got issues with the offensive line. Clemson's got maybe some issues at linebacker. Skalski may not be able to go through a game without getting ejected. There's all of that. But what Paul Feinbaum fails to bring you is this mentality. If Georgia loses this game, the thoughts of the CFP for them are out the window. I fully believe that if you this game on September the 4th is a knockout game. Absolutely, 100% a knockout game for either Georgia or Clemson. So whoever loses, I believe, is out. When you look at the rest of the Georgia schedule, now, I know there's going to be people, well, they may have to play Alabama at the end of the year. Fine. But that's not on the schedule right now. Is there a game on that schedule that you're going to write home about? A neutral site matchup with Florida. That's the toughest game after the Clemson game. Trevor says he disagrees online. He says that if UGA wins the SEC, they'll get in as a 3 or a 4. I'm not talking about them winning the conference. I'm talking about just their regular season schedule. Okay? If they can beat Alabama, then that you're probably right. You're probably right. But in my opinion, if you're going to lose that game to Clemson, you're probably going to lose to Alabama too, if that's down the pipe. So in my mind, it's kind of a knockout game. When you look at that Georgia schedule, Florida's the toughest game there. And that's why Clemson and Georgia fans have been back and forth in my social media feeds for a while now. And a lot of it comes down to, well, Clemson doesn't do this, and Clemson plays in the ACC and all of that. But you know what? These two teams need each other. These two teams need each other. They are the toughest game on the schedule for both teams. Don't believe me? Look at the polls. Now, I know Florida fans going to call up and say, you know what? You know, we have the potential that we can be better. I'm talking about right now at the heart of talking season. Even though if you're a Georgia fan, you may kick back and say, you know what, Rob? I don't think Clemson's that great because they play in the ACC, and that's fine. I can't educate everybody on that. You got to get away from the whole conference thing. Get away from being an SEC team or an ACC team. Just think about who you are. Think about that. Now, someone sent me something earlier, and it's pretty interesting. I want to share this with you. With Georgia, their recruiting ranking since 2002, why should we be under the assumption that they're finally going to break through? So if we go back, 20 years, their recruiting rankings average out to 6.4 nationally. They have 3 SEC titles in that time, 1 playoff appearance, and 0 national titles. To quote Heifer Billy Paul online, show me, Georgia, show me. You're going to have to win a game before anybody starts believing that you're this absolutely galactic program that you think that you are. As far as your roster goes, you are. Let me give you that, Georgia fans. As far as the roster that you have, you should be competing for the national title every year, not losing to Florida last year. Now, I know, the fourth string quarterback and blah, 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 blah. But it comes down to a show me time, and it's the same way for Clemson too. Can you get that offensive line correct? Can DJ Uiagalelei, who I'm still working on pronouncing his name, can he be the guy that he's supposed to be? What are they going to do without Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne? You have to show me. The same way across the board. But it's interesting, in that show me state, that it's for both teams. Georgia has to live up to the hype of their roster, and Clemson has to be able to continue to be the team that they have been. Because if not, one of them is going to get hit in the face on September the 4th. Now, I don't want to hear this nonsense of, well, they lose a game by a field goal. No. In my opinion, you drop this game, you're out. That's what's great about the college football season right now. You can have this mentality of, hey, we go in and we lose this game. You got to put everything on the line September the 4th. That's great. It's the greatest, I hate to use the term soap opera, but it's the greatest soap opera ever. couple of comments from the folks online. If DJ gets hurt, Clemson is in big trouble. You are absolutely right. But you know what? Clemson's schedule after the Georgia game is soft. I'm talking like, you know, you go and you look at that schedule. Is there anybody on that schedule that you think, if Clemson shows up and plays at a 70% clip, that they are going to just roll through that schedule? In fact, I think that the Georgia game, yeah, there's a possibility Georgia can win that game. I think it's a very close matchup, to be completely honest with you. I think both defenses are absolutely nasty. I think the Clemson defensive line is probably one of the deepest in the country, and the Georgia defensive line is really good too. That Georgia secondary, though, is completely rebuilt. I know that they've got talent, but they haven't played together. The Clemson secondary needs some work, too. But the reality is, it comes back down to, it's the show-me time, man. It's the show-me time. But Clemson, it's really hard for me to sit here, which is why I kind of agree with Paul Feinbaum here. If that Clemson drops that game, and I never thought I would agree with Paul Feinbaum, by the way, who looks like Schmeagol from Lord of the Rings. But he's absolutely right. If Clemson slips up and loses this game to Georgia, which, according to oddsmakers, it would be an upset win for Georgia, the thoughts of the CFP are down the toilet. But it's the same way for Georgia, too. And that's why you have to look at college football as just the absolute best drama ever. Let's head out to the phones. And good afternoon. Welcome to the Rundown.
Hey, Rob. It's for Billy Paul. Hey, listen. the I love the hype and hate on Clemson. Everybody thinks they're dead. They're just roadkill. watch. Just hold my beer. It'll be interesting. And these guys think Georgia's going to just, oh, they're going to run over everybody. They're not going to run over everybody. Just put it out there. There's a lot to be proven. And Clemson's on the way to prove it. And I don't know why these Georgia guys think that everything's just still hunky-dory. It ain't going to be that way.
Yeah.
They're not getting by it.
Yeah, well, and so. I think that you know, most fans, we can run miles, et cetera, but the reality is that it's going to be a close matchup. Georgia has the talent to be really good. Clemson has the talent to be really good, but it comes back to being the show-me time, man. Hey, Huffer Billy Paul, thanks for joining the show, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, man. Later.
There we go. And let's go back out to the phones. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Rundown.
Hey, Rob, I disagree that Clemson loses their out.
All right, why is that, son?
I don't see another team going unbeaten this year. I mean, every team's got issues. Alabama's got a new quarterback, new wide receivers, new tailback. Ohio State's got the same thing. Oklahoma's still going to be Oklahoma. They're going to lose a couple of games. And the Pac-12, who knows who's going to win that?
I think that's fair, but as far – I'm trying to be as objective as I can be here. That Clemson schedule doesn't scare me at all.
Oh, no, it doesn't. But, you know, with one loss, they're going to be in. But if Georgia wins that game, they're still going to have – I mean, if Georgia loses, they're out, because I don't think they're beating Alabama or Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a lot of pressure this on. Georgia's got all the pressure coming into this game, not Clemson, I think.
Wow, that's an interesting point. Hey, man, thanks for calling the show, buddy.
Right,
I appreciate
buddy.
It. All right. One more call before we go to break. 803-978-1832. Welcome into the program. Good afternoon.
Hello, Rob. It's Bobby and Casey.
Hey, Bobby. How are you, sir?
Good. I agree with your previous two callers that got on right away about all the pressure being on Georgia.
Yeah.
But
let me ask you something, though. Why is all the pressure on Georgia? Nobody expects
because
them.
They haven't won a national championship since 1981, Vince Dooley and Herschel Walker. That's number one. Number two, after running Mark Richt out of town, they gave a lot of facilities and staff support to Kirby and say, do or die.
Ten
how many? I don't have Mark Richt's team, but I guess he won like how many 10-win seasons in 15 years or whatever?
Mark Richt was a heck of a coach. I know that a lot of Georgia fans call him an overgrown Sunday school teacher, but I think he was a heck of a coach, but that's just me.
But still, they tolerated it, but eventually it got to be, just didn't get to be good. He wasn't good enough to win at all.
Right.
And then he went to Miami where he played, and then they bought Kirby in, and then essentially, the pressure was that more intense with Kirby.
Right.
So, I mean, and now he's got the facilities and the support staff. I mean, they boosted their staff up. If you look at their athletic website, like they don't have 200 people like Nick Saban in Alabama has, but, you know, they want to win and win now. But one thing I want to say real quick about the talk on the other station, Sports Talk Show, about the first of the bowls and the first round of the playoffs.
Right.
If you look at college basketball, if you follow your team all the way to the Final Four, it's in March. But if you have road playoff games, I call it the Triple Crown, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, it makes it bowl games. Your team goes from a bowl game and a neutral site to a semifinal neutral site to the national championship. People have a lot of bills to pay at that time of the year, so they can't go to, let's say, all three games.
Right.
But I like the idea of maybe the first round being in your home stadium. Then you travel for the semifinal or whatever. Then then you travel for the championship if you make it that far. But I'm just going to say one thing, because a particular person on the other station right against you brought it up. And I worked yesterday, so that's why I didn't come on to bring this up. That they were made some kind of ridiculous statement about the Orange Bowl in Pasadena or the so-and-so bowl in another city. But you see, growing up in Miami, it was an event happening. In Miami, most people went to the Orange Bowl parade on New Year's Eve night, stayed downtown, and then went to the game on New Year's night.
All right,
and that's the thing, the term is pageantry, that if you keep the Orange Bowl, which is not played in the Orange Bowl anymore, it's in Hard Rock Stadium now, but the parade and the game, the pageantry and the tradition is there, just like a Tournament of Roses parade in Pasadena, then the game.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear the whole thing because they're on from this time to this time, and I had to go to work yesterday.
Well, hey, I appreciate you bringing that up, man. I've got to head to a break, but that's a good point, sir.
But I mean, it's interesting because it's plain and simple. I wouldn't want to go to Michigan to see Miami play Michigan in December if that was a first-round game, if it got set up that way. Right. I would want to stay in a warm-weather site because I'm from down there and not travel to a frigid part of the country to sit in an outdoor arena. I'm a hardcore fan, but I just wouldn't do it. But in a warm weather site, yeah, sure I would if I had the time and money. But, I mean, I don't know. You were probably prepping, and you hear the whole show or part of the show. Right. You're probably prepping for yours.
I don't listen to anybody else's shows. I know that sounds kind of arrogant, but I don't have time to. I'm so busy in the afternoon. But, yeah.
But the bottom line is this. It's being – and then you got to go to a break. It's being talked about. The first round in home team stadiums are neutral sites to preserve the bowl games all the way through the championship.
Yep.
I mean, I wouldn't mind home because the people would essentially, you'd at least guarantee the fans and the home team on the first round of the playoffs would be there.
Hey, good points, Bobby. Thanks for calling,
all
man.
Right.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. I'm listening. I gave you a note today. I DM'd you on my new work schedule. So
I know, man. Thank you so much for that.
Yep.
Bobby
right.
follows me
you're
on
welcome,
Twitter.
Bob. You're welcome, Bob.
All right, buddy. At Rob Sounds Good. You can follow me there as well. A couple of things about that. I am of the arrogancy that I think that all the games should be played on campus. All of them. Wait, what? I don't care about your bowl games. I truly don't care. It should be built into the system where, hey, if you're a higher seed, you get it at your place. And you know what? Why not do it like the College World Series and have the national championship at one site every year? It works for baseball. You can do the rotating site like the NCAA basketball tournament. I'm fine with that. But you know what? The idea of going to Omaha for the College World Series is just awesome. Why not go with that for football, too? Now, I understand the corporate sponsorships and Dr. Pepper and, you know, Capital One and all these folks. They're not going to allow us to have what is absolutely best for the game because, in reality, they don't care about the game. They only care about your pocketbook, okay, and how much money you can spend on them. They don't care about you as a fan and the fact that it could cost you, what, let's say a round number, $4,000 to go to a championship game. They don't care. If it were about the fans and the students and the game, all of the games would be on campus. But we've had an over-commercialization of all of this, and it's just not going to happen. But that's the way that it should be. I think that the carrot that we can give is that the first two rounds of the games should be at home, and then we can progress to having them at neutral sites. Thanks to Huffer, Billy, Paul, and the folks for watching today and the folks that are calling in. You're welcome to call in 803-978-1832. If Clemson or Georgia loses, are they out? I say so. I think the game on September the 4th is a knockout game. We'll take your calls. 803-978-1832. This is The Rundown. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. We're talking about the over-commercialization of sports a little bit here and how the bowl games should, in theory, go away. Remember, like, all the sponsors for the bowl games? Like, you had some of the, like, the GoDaddy Bowl and all that? Ridiculous. It's just terrible. Anyway, the big question today, of course, when you call, I'm going to ask you at 803-978-1832. I think the game on September the 4th is a knockout game for Clemson and Georgia, for both teams. Whoever loses, the idea of you going to the playoffs, in my opinion, is out, just based on your schedule now. Okay, now, I understand Trevor online said, hey, if Georgia can beat Alabama, then they're going to go. I'm fine with that, but I'm talking about just where the schedule is now. 803-978-1832. Out to the phones we go. And welcome to The Rundown. Good afternoon.
Rob, I have to agree to disagree, sir.
All right, why is that, sir?
Well, okay. Well, we want to start with Clemson. If Clemson loses, or do you want me to start if Georgia loses?
You can go either way, my friend. We just tell me what you got.
If Clemson loses, they'll win the rest of the games and be in.
I'm not buying that.
And
sir.
I think the state. What?
I'm not buying that, sir. But hey, we all have our opinions on that.
One would keep them out. One loss to Georgia? Three-ranked Georgia? Number two-ranked Georgia?
When your next toughest game after that is Boston College? Yes, sir.
No, sir. That's not relate. If you base it on history, look at Alabama.
Okay.
Clemson, one loss teams getting in.
Okay. I'm just going by what the schedule has on it now.
Due to past history, Rob, it happens.
All right.
Now, you might not like it. I might not like it, but that's the way it is.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, I
appreciate. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Well, go ahead. I got just a little bit of time. Go ahead.
Give me one more minute, please.
Sure. Have at it.
Yesterday, I was on the show, and you said at the end of your show, you said, my whole show, the only thing great about my show yesterday was the interview with T.O. The rest of it was a pile of dump. Well, I guess I'm a pile of dump.
No, that has nothing to do with you. Stop it. You're being silly.
Later, Rob. Take care, Brad.
Thanks, man. All right. Back out to the phones we go. Welcome into The Rundown.
What up, Rob? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. So going back to your conversation about the national championship.
Yeah.
I kind of like your idea about, like, being in one location, but I don't want it in Miami. Miami Stadium is so ugly, bro.
Well, we can lobby on where that it should be, but Having why not have it like Omaha would make a lot of sense to me. I think it should be right in the middle of the country. Why not have it in Indianapolis or Nashville or Tennessee or something? Why not?
Or Mercedes-Benz Stadium
in New Orleans. I can go with that too. I mean, as long as
Superdome and stadium.
Yeah, whatever. We can go with that either way.
But here's the thing. Sure. I wish they'd play the national championship on a Saturday. I can't stand it being on Monday. It makes it not as exciting.
Yeah, college football is a weekend sport, and that's the way that it should be. They play the Super Bowl on a Sunday. I mean, why not move it to the weekend? But a lot of it is just the over commercialization of it. It's just bad. It's just bad across the board.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, hey man, thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, there you go. Yep. All right. Well, Jerome's got a good point there. Who's Clemson going to beat? UConn. Look, I'm just being honest with you. If Clemson loses to Georgia, there is not a game on that schedule that you look at and you're thinking, man, that's going to be a quality win as of right now. And I feel the same way about the Georgia schedule. Now, I know everybody will be like, well, Florida's going to... Oh, okay. All right. Florida may end up finishing as a top 20 team. And I guess that will be the big beacon, the big shining star there. But as far as the rest of the schedule goes, it's not that outstanding to me. That's why I think it's a knockout game. So strap in, kids. Your entire season, everything that you've been working for could be over by Labor Day. Before Labor Day even starts and we get into before we even get to conference play, your season could be over. That's why college football is great, right there. More of the Rundown when we come back. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio 1400. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832 is the number to call if you'd like to join us here on the Rundown. If you think Clemson and Georgia is a knockout game like me, or if you think that, no, it's not, I'll be happy to take your calls on that. Shout out really quick here to Charles Barkley. He was on WJOX, I think it was today or yesterday, and he said something that I'm not getting into the whole NBA thing because I know a lot of people don't like the NBA, but you know what? This is about life with what Charles Barkley was talking about. Things that you utter or say can get you canceled in this country quicker than anything else, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're just now coming out of this pandemic, and I don't want to talk about politics, ladies and gentlemen. We can all have teams. It doesn't matter who you vote for. But we all have been pretty much on lockdown mode for, 15 months now? And I think people are just looking to screw with people online. And the 140 characters or whatever it is that you have on Twitter, people are looking to basically take down people. Charles Barkley talked about it on WJOX, and it was very refreshing what he said.
You can't even have fun nowadays without these jackasses trying to get you canceled and things like that. So I especially you being a comedian,
yeah,
but still just having fun talking about sports. Like listen, I'm trying to hang on for another couple years till I'm 60, and then they can kiss my ass because I'm only working to 60. That's all we ever talk about behind the scenes now. Like, yo man, be careful going in this direction. I'm like, yo man, we can't even have fun anymore. We've had fun all these years, and now all of a sudden in the last year and a half, everybody's trying to get everybody fired, and it really sucks. So
there you go. Charles Barkley on WJOX. I heard that, and it warmed the cockles of my heart, ladies and gentlemen. Made me a happy individual because at least there are some people that feel that way. It's almost to the point now where you can't say anything without getting people so angry that, I'm just going to cancel him. Or he said something from 15 years ago. Let's hold that against him. It's a mess. So one of the other things I was going to ask you today, if you call, first of all, is Georgia Clemson a knockout game? And is cancel culture worse because of the pandemic? And is Charles Barkley correct? I think he is. We live in a society now where everyone has to live on this mentality of we're walking on eggshells. Begging Megan Online says, luckily, Rob, they aren't canceling folks for pure stupidity, so you're safe. Well, thank you for that, sir. I'd love to have a match of intellect with you, but I'm not sure that you can read instructions. So you're free to call at 803-978-1832. Find someone that can dial a phone for you, and we'll be happy to chat with you. Alan's talking about the Hawks last night. The Hawks are slowly becoming America's second team. America's team, though, is the Phoenix Suns. But the Hawks, when you're watching the Hawks last night, they were down 26 points at one point in the third quarter, and they came back and they beat Philadelphia. Now, I know if you're not an NBA fan, you're like, ugh. But I tell you what, go on Twitter and look at the people that are tweeting out from Philadelphia, losing their minds because the skinny guy from the Hawks, the former Oklahoma player, whose name all of a sudden just escapes me, but he goes out there and has like 39 points and beats Philadelphia on their own floor. So congratulations to the Hawks. They could possibly knock somebody off and make some noise there, and I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. Shout out to the folks watching online. Hover Billy Paul says that folks should watch out for UNC. I wish they are overrated. Look, I think that UNC is going to be a good team, but as far as a team that's going to challenge Clemson, there is no team in the ACC that's going, in my opinion, if they squared off at a neutral site or at their place, who cares? I think Clemson wins by double digits off of everyone. Lamont with the help there. Yes, Trey Young. Thank you for that. Watching him play can bring you back to the NBA because he is cold-blooded, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely cold-blooded. And I know people are like, I don't like the NBA. Watch for two things. Go watch Booker for Phoenix and Trae Young for the Hawks, and it'll bring you back to what you like. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Begging Megan says, I remember when you actually had to know something about sports in order to land a job talking about it. Well, I've been doing this show for 3 years now, so what does that show about you? Maybe you don't know anything. Maybe you're just a dope that likes to comment during the show. Maybe there's that. Carolina Jackpot says, don't tell me you think they are a threat to the Tater Crown. I agree with you, Jackpot. North Carolina is not a threat. And by the way, I think the only team that is realistically could handle Clemson is probably Alabama. That's pretty much it. We'll find out as the season goes along. By the way, I'm going to put that up on my bookcase of accountability. I think the only team in the country that can beat Clemson at a neutral site right now, I think Georgia has the capability, but they have head coaching issues. Alabama's the complete package and can do it. To put that on my bookcase of accountability over there. Anyway, taking your calls at 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to call to join us here on The Rundown. I've got stuff on the most lethal offenses in the country. Also, we got to talk about Miami and Auburn getting with the times. We'll talk about that. Five-star recruits that are in a prove-it season. Yeah, we'll get into that too. You're listening to The Rundown. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Final segment of The Rundown here on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations to Miami and Auburn. Oh, play it again. Yeah. They are getting with the times, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? A lot of schools are getting in the mix, too. Miami and Auburn have scheduled a home-and-home series for 2029 and 2030. Yep. Lots of other teams are doing this. And now we're going to have some good matchups at the beginning of the season here in the not-too-distant future. We're going to get away from the Murray States and the Charleston Southern matchups with the Power 5 teams. You're going to have Miami and Auburn playing. That's good. You're going to have, a cross Power 5 teams playing each other. I think that's outstanding. So congratulations to Miami and Auburn for getting with the times. 2029 and 2030, they will play, the first one will be played at Hard Rock Stadium in 2029, and then they're going to Jordan-Hare in 2030. I wonder if Brian Harsin will be there in 2030. It's 9 years from now. I'm venturing to say not. They may be two coaches down by then. 247 Sports put out former five-star recruits facing prove-it years in college football. Here's the interesting thing. Two of these players that were former five-star guys both played at Clemson. The first one is Hunter Johnson. He was the number 30 in the 2017 class. Remember Dabo Swinney saying, oh, this guy is an NFL lock or whatever it is that he said about Hunter Johnson, then Hunter Johnson had to transfer? People seem to forget Hunter Johnson a little bit. He's up at Northwestern now. And as the leaves turn, ladies and gentlemen, he will be battling for a quarterback spot with a former Gamecock in Ryan Helinski. Yes, that's what's going on now. He has gone from being a guy that is right there where Dabo Swinney says he's going to be the next great thing to you're battling Ryan Helinski, who's a good quarterback, by the way. Let's make sure we've got that. Yeah. In the mix there. And the other one is Xavier Thomas. Yes, the former Clemson defense, or the Clemson defensive end, number 3 in the 2018 class. This guy was, everybody thought, man, he's going to be the next big top lineman for Clemson. Freshman year, 8.5 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks. Was looking like an absolute beast. Then he's had issues. Cost him some games in 2019. Disciplinary issues, causing to miss the first quarter of the national title game. Last year, had to deal with COVID and strep throat. Missed the first part of the season. Ended the year playing in just 5 games. Missed the ACC title game and the Sugar Bowl for what were called undisclosed reasons and finished with 3.5 sacks. Xavier Thomas was supposed to be the next second coming. Here's the big thing with that, though. I do believe that Clemson has one of the deepest defensive lines in the country. But you know what? If Xavier Thomas is there and they can rotate these defensive ends that are going in and out, I don't think very many people are going to move the ball on Clemson because their quarterback's going to be basically running for his life with these guys. But Xavier Thomas has to get on the horse. Stop living on what you did your freshman year. You are going into your senior season. If you want to play in the NFL, now's the time to do it. You're in the land of the show me land. That's the way that it's got to be. Lansky Online says Dabo doesn't seem to be able to control his kids. Carolina Jackpot says XT has been a bigger flop at Clemson than Clowney in the league. Wow. That's over the top. Jadeveon Clowney, like, made the Pro Bowl. I mean, he was an all-pro. Clowney's dealt with issues, but the injury issues, which I think he's been dealing with since high school, to be honest. But missing games because of undisclosed reasons and disciplinary reasons, that's not what you want on your resume. Not at all. What a mess that's turned into. And this is the guy that, the crazy thing is, he's going to have to fight for snaps. Yes, he's going to have to earn his way into the rotation because there are a lot of good defensive ends that are up there at Clemson. He can become part of the, if he wants to be a problem, there'll be a spot for him on the bench in a matter of a second. Jackpot with another line. The only football XT is playing after Clemson is on the Xbox. I don't know. I think he's got the NFL body, but he's living on that 8.5 tackles for loss and 3.5 sacks as a true freshman from 2018. Just saying. Interesting stuff there. as we look at some of these other folks that are on that list. We'll get into some of these guys tomorrow. But, wow, two of the guys were from Clemson. One of them trying to battle Ryan Helinski for a spot. Hey, Gamecock fans, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. Wouldn't you feel a little bit better going into this season if Ryan Helinski were here? And that's nothing against Luke Doty. But I'm more confident with Helinski throwing the ball than Doty until Doty shows me. So it's sad that, you know, Mike Bobo or whoever ran him off. We'll have to see how that works out up there. I bet he wins that starting job, though. If you told me that to try to pick and see which way I would go, I bet Helinski wins it. We'll see. We'll see what happens there. That's one of the, I don't think it's going to be decided, you know, until probably the end of fall camp. If you're the Northwestern staff, you've got two guys that are very highly rated that are trying to take over under center for you. That's a good thing to have. So we'll see how that shakes out. That's one of the bigger quarterback battles in the Power 5 world, in my opinion. Right behind Auburn with Bo Nix and TJ Finley. Those two are great as far as who's going to end up playing there. And LSU with Miles Brennan and all those folks down there, too. It's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out. You know, normally I would talk about my buddy Lawton Swan, who is with Clemson Sports Talk.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
Yeah, we can't look at Swan today because he is not here today. He's taking a vacation for the next couple of days. So we will have Fox Sports Radio for you at the top of the hour. Lawton is, I don't know where he's at. He doesn't text me anymore. He lives in that castle over there, Castle de Swan with the alligators. He doesn't let, we used to be buddies, you know? It's not like that anymore. COVID has killed our friendship. Now we want to fight when we see each other. I'm going to knock him out when I see him. Write that down. Tweet at him at Clemson Sports. Tell him at Rob Sounds Good says he's going to knock you out when he sees you. Maybe that'll get him to return some text messages. Mike with a good comment online. I'm confident that South Carolina turns their program around in the next 5 years. I like Shane Beamer a lot. Appreciate the folks watching the show today on Facebook, YouTube. You guys are awesome. Of course, follow me on Twitter. I'm at Rob Sounds Good. Podcast will be up at 5 o'clock today. Tomorrow, working on getting a couple of guests in studio. We'll have to see how that works out. But either way, we will have a program for you tomorrow. One other note. I'm on vacation next week, so there will be no Rundown with Rob next week. And, yeah, so there's that. All right, thank you guys for joining me on the program. I really appreciate it. You're awesome, and we will see you tomorrow.